Today's Tanya for the 15th of Tu B'Av, the Shir is in Igeres HaKedesh. It's in Siman He, page 214. The number at the bottom of the page is 412. The Alter Rebbe has explained that the letters Yud K in the Pasuk, Ki Be Yud K Hashem Tzurei Lamim, that God created the worlds with the two letters Yud K. So the Rebbe explained how the He is the source of this world, while the Yud is the source of the world to come. And that's because in the letters of articulation there are two parts. There's the form and there's the substance. The form comes from a place in the neshama higher even than intelligence, while the substance, the material part of the sound of the letter, is the breath that creates a neutral sound before it gets divided into the 22 different sounds of the 22 different letters. And the letter He, being a simple sound, or having really no sound at all, it represents that original material from which all other letters are made. And that is the simple generic sound that comes from the breath that rises from the heart. And so the letter He, being the beginning and the origin of the body of the letters, of the physical, of the external substance of the letter, rather than the form of the letter, therefore the letter He is the origin from which God creates the physical world, this world, the world of the body, the world of matter. And now we'll continue with today's Shir. Page 214. Hine gam shehi hei tato hei achreino shebishem havaye. Although the letter hei with which God creates this world is the second hei of God's name, also known as the lower hei, urizal darshu zeal posuk ki yudke. And that the Gemara is saying that the He is the letter from which this world is created, but it's basing it on the verse of Biyudke Hashem Tzurei Lamim, which seems to be a reference to the first letter He, the Yud and the He that follows the Yud. So it's the first He. Hainu, so why is it that way? Fi shemekeid avereishiso lo velebichinas gili. Mehelim Hayud, because the original revelation, the beginning of the revelation of the letter He coming from its hiddenness in the letter Yud, who mushpa v'nimshach mebichinas He ilo. The lower He originates in the letter Yud. Everything originates in the letter Yud. How does the letter He evolve or come out from its concealment within the Yud and become the letter He? That begins in the higher He. Sheyesh lo hispashtus eirech v'recha. The letter He, unlike the Yud, has dimensions. It has width and length. Leheides al bechinas bina, which implies, signifies, the bina, the development of bina, shehi hispashtus haseichel haneelam, which means the expansion. Bina is the expansion of the seichel that was concealed. Bibechinas gilui, the bina brings it into a revealed state, vahasoga b'harchovas hadas, with an understanding and with a connection to the subject, vahashba'osa mistayem es belev, and the influence of bina concludes in the heart, reaches to the heart. Ukameshakosav b'tikunim, and as it says in the tikunim, in the Zohar, the bina liba ubo halev maven. That bina is the heart, it is the understanding of the heart. Umishom yetze hahevel, moke gili gufa esies hadibur. And from there, from the heart, there rises the breath. That is the origin and the beginning of the revelation of the body of the letters of speech. hamizgales behemetzois, which are ultimately revealed in the five tools of articulation, mei helim hayud, from its original concealment in the letter yud, in the chokhmah, utmunas heitato biksivoso, and that takes the form of the shape of the hay, the second hay, in the way that it is written, is gamkein behispashtus erech verechav. It too has an extension, an expansion to the width and to the breadth. Meira al hispashtus bechinas malchusa yisbarech. Only this time, in the second hay, this expansion represents not the expansion of bina, going from chachma, from the nekuda of chachma to bina, but rather this expansion of the second hay represents the expansion of malchus, of royalty, which extends throughout all the worlds, milo lamato ledalbet sitrin, higher from above to below, and to all four sides, hamispashtes v'nimshoches me'esies dvar Hashem. And this comes through the word of God, that malchus, the attribute of malchus, expresses itself through words. As he says in Keheles, Ba'asher dvar melech shiltein, that where the word of the king reaches, that's where the king rules. So that royalty is expressed through words, through speech. As is explained elsewhere. What we have at any rate is the statement that this letter, hey, which is the beginning of the body of the letters, is an expression of malchus, and its origin is in bina, and the origin of bina is in chachma, and therefore, in trying to describe the origin of the worlds, that the Gemara says, the yud ke Hashem su elamim, that it's from the letters yud hey, that the worlds are created, because even this world that is created from the lower hey begins its revelation, it begins to be revealed in the higher hay, in the first hay, which is bina. And in order to understand a little bit what it means, letters and speech in God, God who has no form, doesn't have the form of a body and a soul. And here we've explained that the letters are basically composed of two parts. The spirit, the form and the substance. The form comes from the nefesh, the substance comes from the guf, and God has no form at all, not nefesh and not guf. So how do we understand speech and letters in God? Kvar nisbayir b'derech harucho k'tzora, it was already explained briefly. In short words, but with great content, in Lekutei Amorim Chelik Beis, Perek Yud Aleph Yud Beis Ayin Shom. In the first part, today's Hayem Yom, for the 15th of Av, the Rebbe writes that from the writings of my father, there is a statement that the 15th of Av is greater than the 15th of every other month, in that the 15th of other months represents the completeness of the revelation of the moon, that the moon is completely revealed. And that's a great thing, but the moon, even when it is completely revealed, represents only a reflective light. It receives the light from the sun. In other words, the moon is still a recipient, the receiver. However, on the 15th of Av, the light is more permanent in the moon, because the improvement or the ascent is proportional to the descent. And since in the month of Av the descent was so great, Tisha B'Av, therefore on the 15th of Av, when the descent is corrected, the ascent is greater than in those months in which the descent was not so great. And since the moon represents the Jewish people, the descent of the Jewish people on Tisha B'Av is the greatest, and therefore the ascent, the aliyah that the Jew has, that the moon has, when it reaches its fullness on the 15th of Av, is also the greater than any other 15th of Av. And that is in that the light becomes its own. It stops being a recipient. This is also the meaning of the weakening of the sun. Because on the 15th of Av, there's the turning point where the summer has come to an end and the winter is beginning. In other words, the summer is beginning to fade. And that means that the day is becoming shorter and the night is getting longer. So there's a weakening of the sun. And what that means is that the nations, the non-Jews, calculate, base their calendar on the sun. And on the 15th, their calculation, in other words, the non-Jews and the way that they worship is weakened. And this is a kal v'chomer. If in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, it says that the nations came to him because he was strong, because Jews were stronger then, and therefore the non-Jews came to Shlomo HaMelech. So that was a time when the sun was weaker, the moon was stronger. And if that's the case then certainly with Mashiach, and when the time to come, of concerning whom it says that the nations will flow to him with a total bittul, and also concerning that time it says Ruach HaTuma Avim min ha'aretz, that God will remove all unholiness from the world, then certainly then the sun will be weakened and the moon will be strengthened. And some aspect of this is already realized on the 15th of Av, when the sun is weakened and the moon becomes strong.